You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vinay Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for another of his audio-described theatre reviews. Hello, Vidar, and good to have you back here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Nice to be back, Toby. Thank you.
We are taken back to Liverpool in the 1980s this week with James Graham's powerful new stage adaptation of Alan Bleasdale's BAFTA award-winning TV series Boys from the Black Stuff, direct from the National Theatre and London's West End, as the touring production visited the Birmingham Repertory Theatre. So, Vidar, how did you find this stage production of Boys from the Black Stuff, which, as one of the actors has said, is full of heart, passion, defiance and a sprinkling of humour too?
It's a pretty good description, isn't it, actually, that particular quote from the actor. And that was very much along the lines of what I found as well, sitting in the audience for the dry run of the audio-described performance that I was lucky enough to see at the Rep. And I remember the title, I think it was on TV, wasn't it, Toby, in probably the 1980s, and that dates me, but I remember it from there. But I don't remember a lot about it, so the characters, I had vague recollections of who they were, but it was good to be reintroduced to them in the pre-show notes that Carolyn Smith, the audio describer, provided. And whilst there wasn't a touch tour for this particular show because it was a dry run, it was great to have the set and costumes described again in those informative pre-show notes. So at least to have a context and had some understanding and appreciation of what was actually happening and what it was like happening on stage.
Yeah, because I think it was set back in 1982 with a lot of political, social and cultural change in the country at that time. How was the imagery of that time in Liverpool brought out on stage, Vidar, as I think there are scenes set in the Liverpool docks and also the Dole office too?
Yeah, very much. Those were two key settings. And again, it was good to have those settings in the different milieu, if you like, and different venues described by Carolyn. And the other thing that was also very helpful, at various points, certain action took place in slow motion, which I, for one, would have been completely unaware of had it not been for the audio description. And by telling us that that was happening in slow motion, we were able to get an idea of actually how that might be, so we could appreciate the concept of how that unfolded, and apparently it was quite effective, and we were able to understand that too.
Because I think it's quite difficult, isn't it, sometimes to get those things across when things are happening in different time on stage, when things are in slow motion and such like.
I think that's true, and I think it's a real skill of an audio describer to actually manage to get that right in terms of conveying that through what they're trying to weave in and out of the dialogue without affecting the dialogue or the lyrics of a musical or whatever. So all credit to Carolyn for doing that again on this occasion.
Boys from the Black Stuff has a rich mix of banter and anger in it, and one critic has said that audiences were hanging on every syllable, which I think says something about Bleasdale's clever writing, but also the actors' performances too.
An absolute combination of the two, as you say, Toby, and it was poignant, it was humorous. I think on balance it was slightly more poignant than I was expecting it to be. There were moments of humour, and that was, that was good to see, but a lot of it was, you know, quite heavy stuff and heavy themes. Social history at the time was not an easy place to live, Liverpool, in the 1980s, and that came across loud and clear in the portrayal of the characters and the storyline. So I think it did have everyone hanging on each syllable of every line and every word from the characters, who all did very powerful performances.
And I think that, you know, at that time there was, you know, sort of a lot going on in the country. I think I was in my early teens in 1982, and I do remember the riots and also the unemployment at the time. But I think taking a TV show like Boys from the Black Stuff, which really portrays what was happening in the country, onto the stage makes us think about what was happening then, and in some ways maybe how things have not changed that much today when you think of people on zero contracts and minimum wage as well.
I suppose some of the themes are enduring and ongoing, as you rightly say, and you know, social, cultural history, it evolves clearly as time progresses, but some of those factors do not change, actually. And it's a very good way, actually, through a play and a dramatization of that kind, to see how life was at that particular time in the challenging economic circumstances on Merseyside in the 1980s. And I think that was one of the real successes of this particular dramatization.
Well, Boyce and the Black Stuff continues on its UK tour. And for details about the show, including venues, dates and times of performances, do visit boysandtheblackstuff.com. And for more about access at the Birmingham Rep, do visit birmingham-rep.co.uk/your-visit/accessibility. Next time, Vida, you'll be reviewing Pig Hot Boy, and this is at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre.
Yeah, looking forward to hopefully sharing that with you and listeners next time we talk, Toby.
Well, as always, thank you, Vida, for sharing your audio-described review of Boys and the Black Stuff at the Birmingham Rep with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure. Nice to talk to you, Toby. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.